Joined here by Coach Dan Martin of the Mercer Boys as we get back into the swing of things here with the coaches' shows here on the first Monday of 2021. Everybody's trying to get back into the swing of things, Coach. I'm doing the coaches' show thing. Got play-by-play coming up tomorrow night with Trenton Gallatin. And you guys, you just try to make sure that you're healthy and you got bodies out of that are available and ready to go. And all things considered, you're still looking for your first win. But I don't know much about the Albany team that you played on Thursday, but it looks like that you gave them a pretty good run.
Yeah, we did. We actually had a really good start to a game for a change. That's been one of the things we've had our biggest issues with is, you know, we'll start a game 20 points down, and this time we actually started it ahead. So I think that kind of boosted us and really showed us what we are capable of, because that Albany team definitely is not a bad team at all. They actually are pretty solid all the way around. So it kind of was indicative of our potential. We just, you know, we started well, and that I think that's important with confidence and not digging yourself too big of a hole anyway, and seeing when you start well, it's, hey, we can do this, and you know, we kind of found out our capabilities by doing that.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see that Albany team in person too, and I might have to go back and watch the video of your game from Thursday, because yeah, football wise, a lot of people were saying that with the way that they were playing in football, that they were kind of a dark horse to, you know, make a run for a potential state championship, and COVID got them, so they weren't able to play in the postseason. But it sounds like, you know, we know this, that generally, if you got athletes in football, that when basketball season rolls around, athletes are athletes, and they're going to get some things done. So it sounds like that Albany has a team of pretty good athletes on the floor.
Yes, they do. They actually have a very athletic team. They're tall. They're pretty pretty well built, you know, stocky. They have a couple good guards that are still pretty physical and you know, bigger than your average guard. We're used to seeing the HDC guards who don't have football. And when you get outside of here, your opponents are always, you know, a little bit bigger and stronger and faster than you because of the football season. I was very proud of our performance, if that makes sense, just because of the team we faced and you know, our previous three games, and with COVID going on, not getting to play certain games, and it's practice all the time, and the kids were ready to get out and do something, and I felt like we had a lot more contribution. We ended up with three players in double figures for the first time this year, so that takes a load off of one of our kids as well, you know. So, I mean, it's, we have one player that scores 80% of our points, and that kind of helped him.
Yeah, 64-56 loss. So, much like Albany, Southwest Livingston, they won the eight-man state championship, so their football team was really good. And that doesn't necessarily mean that their basketball team is going to be outstanding, and they lost a really good one in Mac Anderson. But, my guess is that going to Southwest Livingston and playing them tomorrow night will be a tester for Mercer.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. I've obviously never been exposed to Southwest. In all my years, it wasn't anything, even in my previous years, that we did. So this is a 100% new opportunity for me. I know that they'll probably be fast and physical, and I had heard that they'd lost a lot, obviously. But there's always, when there's a program, there's always, you know, you always have to fight that. So there's potential there, I'm sure. I haven't really even got to watch them play, period. So if I can try to hunt down something to watch tonight, that's what I'm going to do. But if, other than that, we may go in there blind like we did against Albany. And if that's what it takes to play that good, that's what we'll do.
You're battling COVID. And yeah, and as we said in December, it's not necessarily that you got a bunch of kids that are out sick. It's that they can't be there because of contact tracing and all those things. So that makes it difficult to just get them into the gym and make sure that they stay in shape. You got four games your own for. Just overall, Coach, going into this week where you got a couple of road trips, where do you feel like the conditioning of the boys is? Is it in a pretty good spot, or is there still some work to be done there?
I think we're not in a bad spot. We got a team of kids that can, they're not afraid to go the whole game if that's what it takes. And we gained another player, one of our freshmen, who's going to be really solid. And his first game back was the Albany game, and you know, and he contributed with 11 points his first game back. Actually, our first game ever on the varsity level. So he's going to help a bunch. His conditioning's probably a little bit less because his was injury related, is why he couldn't play before. So if we have to kind of pinpoint a weakness, it could be our overall conditioning just due to different reasons. But we've been in the gym quite a bit still because, like you and I talked earlier, we personally haven't had a kid sick. Uh-huh. We've just, due to different reasons, contact tracing or other teams, we haven't been able to play or practice, but they've done pretty well with the opportunities we've been given, taking the gym time that they've been given and you know, going with it with conditioning purposes. So that's the main thing, is just to be able to keep in shape for now what we hope is a big run for the season.
I could probably give you as good of a scouting report as anybody on Worth County. I saw them in person, and they jumped on Princeton fast. Princeton caught him, and I think if you talk with the Tigers, that may be their best win of the season yet, because they got behind 13-14, nothing, just found a way to stay in it and caught Worth County and beat them in the second half. Not a really big, huge team, but especially in that gym, if they're shooting the ball well, you're in trouble against them. And they came out, shot the ball well first half, not as well in the second half, but really solid small school team that you're going to match up with on Friday.
Yeah, I think they've actually kind of historically been a pretty solid program, even back when I was a member as a player. You know, I mean, they've got a pretty good program, or have. So I knew probably going in, some of the things that I remember, you know, they weren't always the biggest team in the world, but they were always really quick and played really good defense and shot really well. So that's kind of what I've expected. That gives us a little more time to prepare for them, though. We can maybe catch a video of them. I just hope, you know, we continue. All we can do really with ourselves is with having now potentially three freshmen on the starting lineup. You know, we're just hoping to grow and mature more mentally and physically as we go and learn to play with our teammates. You know, that some of these kids have never played a single game with their teammates. So that for us, it's just a new learning experience. That I feel like we're going in the right direction, though, because of the results of the last, you know, from game one to game four, I feel like our results are getting better. So it's just one of those things where you hope everything you're putting in and incorporating is working for you.
Hey, when you're young, there's only one way you can go, and that's moving up. They'll get better each time that they hit the floor. Princeton and Mercer, we talked about this with Coach Owens. They're still looking to find a makeup date for their regular season matchup at Princeton, but Mercer not going to avoid Princeton forever. They're going to match up with Princeton in the first round of the South Harrison tournament on Tuesday, January 12th at 4:30. Princeton, one seed, Mercer gets the 8. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Tom.